Hey, what's up and welcome to Conversations Cave. My name is Kanoda Gatwa. I'm super excited to welcome you to our podcast this particular morning. Happy new month. We are in the month of May. And in the month of May, this is a month where we create awareness on mental health. And that is why right here on the Conversations Cave podcast, we create a safe space where you can be free to talk about your mental health and also giving you some of the tips and some of the guidelines on how you can improve your mental health or how you can gain back the power to retain your mental health. Today, I want to talk about something that is very, very important. I want to talk about self-talk. In the past episode, we have been able to talk about mistakes, priorities, taking chances, self-care, baggage, and stress. And in case you are new here, you can be able to get all those episodes on this platform, and also you can visit our social media platforms where you can be able to follow us and get a notification each and every moment that we upload an episode. And thank you so much for your continued support. We really appreciate your feedback, your commitment to sharing, liking, and also bringing in your thoughts in regards with our episode. We really, really appreciate. So let's get straight to what we are talking about this morning. And as I have told you, we're going to talk about self-talk. Most of us have that little voice in our head that provides running commentary on everything we think, feel, or even do. But the question is that voice your best friend or your worst enemy? And what do you do when that little voice in your head sounds like it just have rabies? This particular episode, we're going to be digging into self-talk. What it is, why it matters, and how to work through the things that you think and feel so that you can be more positive and self-confident. As always, we're going to begin by the definition. And self-talk is a term used to describe the voice in your head, which is part of your consciousness. It's the way we process our thoughts, feelings, and experiences. And self-talk can either be positive or negative or a combination of both. Positive self-thinking is when you have thoughts about ourselves or yourself that are supportive, complementary, and nurturing. While negative self-talk can be destructive, derogatory, and criticizing. There's a big difference between the two, and it's usually pretty easy to identify which is which. For example, positive self-talk might be thinking, wow, I look good today, when you're wearing your favorite outfit, compared with making a mistake and thinking something negative like, why do you do that? Are you stupid? So, most people have a combination of both positive and negative thoughts about themselves. And negative thoughts aren't necessarily bad because they can serve to be a motivator to do and be better. But the challenge comes when the negative thoughts outweigh the positive. When you're feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, depressed, or struggling with low self-esteem, it can be a real challenge to push away negative thoughts. And often, negative self-talk goes hand in hand with conditions like anxiety and depression. But before we go any further, let's talk about what we are not discussing in this particular episode. I mentioned before that self-talk can go hand in hand with anxiety and depression, and it can be very closely connected with overthinking and stress. I've covered both of these topics in details in our previous episode, so I won't be spending a lot of time on it today. And if you are prone to either of these or both, then I encourage you to listen to those episodes on your preferred podcast platform, or you can just find them here at the Conversation Cave podcast. For example, negative self-talk might be things that you tell yourself about your weight, about your how you do things, about how people handle you. And one of my favorite self-talk that I have heard from most of the people is, who would you want to listen to anything I have to say? All right, most of the people will come up and tell me, who would want to listen to anything I have to say, after they complain or they share their thoughts with me, because there is also a distinct difference between complaining and sharing your thoughts. People would end with that question, who would want to listen to anything I say? Well, on the other hand, some examples of positive self-talk might be, you know, appreciating yourself for doing something good, treating yourself, you know, motivating yourself, complimenting yourself, and, you know, keeping on encouraging yourself. In line with that, we would also want to see the role played by self-talk when it comes to our mental health. How you think about yourself and how you treat yourself, this is something I want you to know, is the foundation of your mental health and well-being, right? So how you will treat yourself and how or you will think about yourself, it is a foundation of your mental health. If you treat yourself like you're not worth it, you're going to feel like you're not worth it. Just like if you treat yourself like someone who deserves every good thing in the world, you'll feel like you do. Let me say that this subject might not apply to anyone or everyone. Some of you may have really healthy inner dialogues, and good on you. Keep it up. You're number one. For some of us, though, we have an inner voice that sounds more like these two grumpy old dudes on the Memphis who sit fair reading the show for filth, every episode. Well, if you have watched that, you will understand what I'm saying. But when you think poorly of yourself, it's tough not to believe it, because you know that nobody in the world knows you are like, knows you like you know yourself, all right? But your inner voice can be devious little buggers sometimes. And even though we might want to expect that we would have our own best interest in mind at all the times, unfortunately, our inner critic can sometimes take over and run amok with our fears, vulnerabilities, and insecurities. One of the challenges of living with anxiety or depression is the spiral that can happen inside your head when that little voice decides to tell you that you are worthless and you cannot amount to anything. I know from a personal experience, of which I will not be able to share with you at this particular one. And of course, with hindsight comes the realization now that not all of the things are true. I mean, I'm not going to paint myself as a saint, because I'm not. We all have so-called bad qualities just as much as we have so-called good qualities. But I'm certainly not a monster that my mind made me out to be, you know, out of the experience that I went through. I know now that so much of the stuff, the vulnerabilities, insecurities, and the fear were due to all the things that I had never actually dealt with, like some emotional and physical abuse and stuff. Because everyone experience, especially during childhood and adulthood, is really, really different. But one thing that those of us who have experienced trauma in our childhood tend to have in common is that it can have a huge negative impact on us in adulthood until we eventually confront it and deal with it. Let's now talk about why negative self-talk happens. First of all, your inner dialogue has been shaped by every thought and feeling you have ever had since the day you were born. It is the product of everything you've ever done, said, or even felt. So if you have had a rough childhood, then it's pretty likely that you're going to have some thought patterns that might be on the negative side unless you deal with them. If you were constantly told that you were stupid even though you were the top in the class, or if your father suddenly stopped calling or visiting one day because he had a new family, you're probably going to feel some type of way about that. And if it's left to fester, then over time it will bury itself deep down into your subconscious, and it will start to inform every thought and feeling you have about yourself, every emotion. Let's talk about our emotions for a moment. You see, your emotions are the stuff that bubbling away just below the surface. Sometimes they come out and sometimes you keep them hidden, but either way, they drive the things you do and say, because your emotions are created by your thoughts and feelings. And the stuff that's going on a little bit deeper under the surface, and they in turn are a product of your values and beliefs. But it doesn't stop there. Their values and beliefs, your values and beliefs are fundamentally driven by your needs, and more specifically, whether your needs are being met or unmet. There is a whole theory in psychology that was put forward by a man called Abraham Maslow, which is referred to as the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. In short, it suggests that our needs start from a basic level, which is like breathing, sleeping, eating, and security, then progresses into love and belonging, and also self-esteem and self-actualization. My point here is that the theory states everything about you is being driven by your needs and whether they are being met or not. If your more fundamental needs are under attack, let's say you're feeling that your safety is threatened, or maybe more commonly, you're feeling rejected and so you don't have your love and belonging needs met, then you are going to think and feel and even act in a very different manner than you might if all your needs are being met. So that's what is driving your self-talk. All the stuff that's going on in your mind at this moment are being directly influenced by what's happening or not happening in your life now, as well as everything from your past, whether good, bad, or indifferent, right? And there's something I would also want us to talk about, which is called self-criticism. This happens when we focus on the negative rather than looking for solutions or acknowledging the positive. If you choose to only focus on the negative, that is all you will see. So it's up to you to challenge it. I know it's frustrating when you hear things from people about everything concerning you, but it's up to you to choose what to let into your head or what to let drag you down on that path of the negative self-talk. If again your little voice tells you that you're worthless, thank it for its opinion, and then remind yourself that it's just your insecurities, vulnerabilities, and fears trying to protect you. Even though it's going to be a little bit difficult to find your way about it, it's like when someone feels it necessary to share their opinion with you when it's actually a criticism or insult disguised as an opinion. Because everyone is entitled to their opinion, but they are entitled to choose whether or not to let their opinion take up valuable real estate in your head. The same goes for that inner voice. Just because the call is coming from inside the house, it doesn't mean that the little voice the little voice in your head, who is a bit of a depriving thought that you can even allow it to take over your life. Finally, let's talk about what some practical steps for dealing with negative self-talk. So how do you walk through your self-talk and make it work in your best interest? First step is to tackle any negative self-talk immediately when it happens. All right, you have to notice the thought and acknowledge it, process why you have it, and you know, then you can let it go. If the self-criticism is about something you can change and want to change, then change it. If it's about something outside of your control, like how another person thinks about you, let it go, because you cannot change that. You can influence it, for example, by behaving differently in the future, but you cannot change it. Number two is you talk to someone you trust. As I always say, sometimes a good talk is exactly what you need to get things off your chest so you can then move forward. I'm a bigger venter, and I also need to vent my feelings. Then once I've run out of steam, I can look at the situation rationally and find a way forward. It can also help to name that negative inner voice. Choose something that works for you. Personally, I like to use something slightly absurd, like gratitude, but you might go with negative Nora or whatever works for you. All right, if it happens a lot, the self-talk, the negative self-talk, you can also opt to talk to a professional, because they can do deeper work with you to process what's going on and use techniques that help you to deal with trauma if need be. Also, do what you can to prevent getting to a place of negative self-talk taking over. Why? Because prevention is better than cure. Get out more, focus on actively letting go of the little stuff so it doesn't become big stuff. Be conscious of what you put into your mind and what you put into your world, because what you put out comes back to you. Don't go making nasty comments at people on the internet or being rude, around the way. Put out the type of energy you want back. And finally, you need to cultivate more positive self-talk. Congratulate yourself on a job well done, undertake daily gratitude practice, and write a list of 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for every day. And then spend a few minutes every week and write down a list of the things that you like about yourself. These are my summary and the 3 quick tips for dealing with self-talk, and especially the negative ones. To summarize, 8, you know, we all have these little voices inside our head, and that tell us when we are doing well or when we might need to do better. But when the voice becomes overly critical and overly critical and diminishing, you need to remember that you don't have to put up with all that. You need to take control and to stop giving that voice power. Good mental health takes daily effort, and if you've had difficulties with negative self-talk, then know that it is absolutely positive to turn it around with continued practice and taking in day at a time. So here are my 3 main tips of dealing with self-talk. Number 1, negative self-talk is your mind's way of trying to protect you, but it can get out of control if you let it run riot. Number 2, you choose how you think and feel. So if that inner monologue sounds like it's out to get you, take control, either on your own or with help. And finally, number 3 is that you need to increase your positive self-talk through conscious daily effort. focus on the positive in all things, reframe the negative, and learn to let go. Finally, this is our reflection in this episode, and as always, let's finish up with a reflecting by reflecting on a quote related to this episode. And this is a quote from Robert Kiyosaki. And I want you to take a moment to reflect on this quote in relation to the topic of dealing with self-talk and consider what it means to you. This is the quote, and this is what Robert Kiyosaki said. It's not what you say out loud that really determines our lives. It is what we whisper to ourselves that has the most power. Let me take it again. It is not what we say out loud that really determines our lives. It is what we whisper to ourselves that has the most power. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me again. New episodes every single day, especially in this month of May, as we try to create awareness on mental health. So kindly subscribe and also log in to all our social media platforms subscribe and also follow all our social media platforms so that you can be able to get the notifications once we upload any episode. And also, you can subscribe to Conversationscape podcast via your preferred platform, whether Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and others, as well as on our social media platform, even as you connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and you're gonna be blessed. Next episode, we'll be talking about fear, and we're gonna talk about what fear is, why it happens, and how to work through our fears in order to improve our mental health and well-being. I hope you'll join me again for that episode. But until then, looking forward to have you in our next episode. And as always, look after yourself and make a conscious choice to put some positive energy out into the world. You get back what you give. I've been your host, the Caveman, Kanoda, the tour.